Denver. That's where I went.
You had to have an operation. What for?
Now I've got two total hips.
Oh. Was that painful?
Sure, at the time it was.
How long did the operation take?
According to those papers, 2.5 hours.
Oh. Seems like a long time, doesn't it?
I was asleep. I didn't know. Although, when I was operating on my knee, I woke up and told him to quit. Please quit.
My goodness.
Damn, that hurt. And there's a pounding on a chisel with a hammer, it sounded like.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Didn't feel very good.
I bet it didn't. But the building where you had the operation, what is that?
It's a hospital down there someplace.
And what do you call a woman who delivers babies when there's no doctors around?
Mother, I guess.
Yeah, but like a neighbor lady who comes in to help?
I don't know.
Have you ever heard it called a midwife?
Well, I've heard that word, yeah.
Do you know if they have very many around here, this area?
I wouldn't know.
Okay.
I think they all run to the hospital.
I think I might, too. When two people are married, they at the end of the ceremony, they say, I now pronounce you...
I was the one wedding. I said man and wife.
And so the wife calls the man her...
husband again. No, dear.
And where is the place where they usually have weddings?
Well, it's funny. They had one or two out in the meadow, and they had one about 3 or 4 and lawned up there at the Colorado where I worked. And it depends on what they want, I guess.
I think a meadow would be pretty if it's in the springtime and there are flowers around.
Well, they had a kind of a western wedding. There was lots of people on horsebacks, and they dragged them around in a buggy. And
oh, that would have been neat.
Yeah.
That would have been really nice. When they want to have a traditional wedding and they go inside a building, what's the building where they usually have it? And there's a minister?
Well, it could be the courthouse or church.
Okay.
Of course, in the courthouse, I guess it's just justice of peace. I don't know much about weddings.
Only just a couple more questions on that. The girl who stands up with the bride, do you know what that's called?
Bridesmaid, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And the...
Jenny, her sister.
Yeah, it's usually the sister. And the man who stands with the groom, that's the...
Jenny drunk.
Only if they want to have a fun time, right? That's good. But what do they call him? The man who stands with the groom.
Well, it depends on who he is, Tom or whatever his name is.
But do they, like a bridesmaid and then the...
Oh, what the hell do they? Can't think of it. Oh, best man.
Yeah. Okay.
So the bride gets cheated, he don't get her.
I like that. Who is the supreme being that we believe created the world?
Well, there's a lot of difference of opinion of that, and I don't go along with any of them.
But do you know what it's called?
The Lord, I guess.
Are there any other names for him?
God.
Okay. What is the longer name for Matt?
For what?
Matt, a boy's name. Matt is usually the nickname for...
Oh, Matthew, I guess.
Uh-huh. And, let's see. Sometimes, people, instead of saying that they're going to the bathroom, they have to go to the... And it's also a man's name.
Oh, John, yeah.